Can I refill?
For real?
Well, I'm going to go pay, so you go refill.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Here. Wait, top me off.
Marriage is hard as shit. Welcome to Not the Worst Marriage Podcast. Episode 31.
This is a fun one, too.
This is a fun one. So this is our very first interview with somebody else. And our very first guests are Marriage and Martinis.
Who you... we absolutely love. I've listened to their podcast, and we're kind of in the same
realm. We followed them for a long
time. Like, they give marriage advice, and they're very open and just as transparent, and sometimes a little bit more transparent than we are.
Right.
And they're an absolute blast. And
this was so much fun.
It was like fun to hang out, especially during this quarantine.
This was the most fun we've had.
Yeah, it was like hanging out. And I liked them before when I listened to the podcast. Hanging out with them, gave me a completely different perspective.
Didn't think that I could love them more than I already did, but
yeah,
this like sealed the deal.
We love Adam and Danielle.
Yeah. So what you're going to hear starting off is we're going to ask them questions, and that's pretty much.
Yeah. It's a shit show, just like everything else
it's
we do.
It's fucking amazing. So. All right, here we go.
What is the worst shit about marriage podcasting? Like, it's fun to help others, and that's great, but, like, what would you say is the shittiest part of having a marriage podcast?
Podcasting as a married couple or podcasting in marriage as a genre? Like
as a genre. Or
okay,
both.
Yeah. Both. Right.
Because there's two different dynamics.
Those are two different questions. The very two different questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I guess... For me, it's hard because, look, I would never listen to a marriage podcast. That's just not my interest. So I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about anyway.
So I don't know what you want to hear.
I don't know what the right things to say are. I don't know what people want to hear because it's not in my, you know, realm of knowledge whatsoever. So for me, it's hard just because we're just talking about our experiences. That's all.
Yep.
Talk about. We say this in almost every episode. We are not experts in any way anything whatsoever. We're just trying to let people know that this is what reality is. This is what marriage is. So the hardest thing is really just knowing what the right thing to say is and what people will really want to hear. For me, at least. But you know, with Danielle, she listens to the other podcasts. You know, she reads up on, right? Like you read up on other marriage.
Oh yeah.
Speakers. You read up on it, right?
For me, I'm like, I feel like I'm oblivious to everything, so I don't want to fuck it up too bad. But for me, that's the hardest thing about doing a marriage podcast.
Like, I always say that too. I always double check. I'm like, is this cool? Is this okay? Can I?
I honestly, like, I just did it. A lot of things I say, I look over at Danielle and I say, right? Is that okay?
Right?
And I need the feedback to make sure. Wait, are we taking this out later?
I don't want to go down this. I don't want to keep going down the wrong road. So just stop me ahead of time.
If I'm fucking up, let me know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially her. She's all over social media. And you, same with you, Danielle.
Yeah.
And we're like coming in as, you know.
Do you do any of the social media?
Yeah, he does.
Do you? I do zero.
I do a little bit on the marriage page, but that's it.
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to keep that page up as well if I didn't have his help.
I do a lot of the interactions, like the responding to DMs and some of the creative, but most of it I run by her for approval.
Yeah,
it was the approval process.
Danielle told me yesterday or the other day, somebody sent me a message on Instagram, which has never happened. So she's like, "You need to respond." I said, "No problem. Can you show me how do I respond? What do I do?"
Oh,
like I have to approve what I say, make sure it's okay. Like I don't want to fuck up our account.
Send it through approval.
That's so funny because the other day, and this is what I think is terrible about having a marriage podcast. Someone was trying to reach her, so they wrote me, and they're like, "I wrote you," and I was like,
"They had already written me.
They had already written her."
I was all, like, "You didn't open that,
gets,
did you?"
She gets way more DMs than I do. No, they wrote my personal, my own Instagram. Like, "Hey,
like,
I wrote your wife.
See this.
She might not see this, but I wanted to say, you know, she's great," or whatever. It was a nice message.
Right. Like, it wasn't crazy, but that's not the first time it's happened.
I know. Like,
that's like sometimes people will send him a meme and be like, "I think your wife will think this is funny."
Oh, I've gotten that a lot. Oh, I'm like, what?
You don't know what I. Yeah. You don't know what I think is funny. Yeah. You don't know me.
Well, you have three accounts, Sarah, right? So you—that's like crazy. I don't know how you do that.
Yeah. Well, I have those three, and then I had three for work.
Oh my god, that's insane.
It's a lot.
I can barely keep up with the one.
Yeah, it's a lot. Having him has helped a lot because he can, you know, if it's been 2 or 3 days and we haven't had a post up, he'll like ping me and I'm like, oh, I was like, can you just find something? Like, just find something funny, throw it up with a hashtag. I was like,
or
I can't
we get in a fight about it or something.
What? That has never happened. One time he though, did, he did post like a vertical tweet without making it a square. And I was like, I'm going to change the password if you do shit like this.
Yeah. And I still don't know what she means by this.
Oh,
and I have no idea what you guys are talking about. By the way,
yeah, dude, me either, bro. Square tweet. I thought a tweet was just like 140.
No, you just recrop it. So the pic. Listen, I can't even talk about it.
It didn't look good when I posted it. And
it's so simple. It's infuriating. Right. You don't know.
So okay. That leads us to our next.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
Perfect.
Go ahead.
Segue. Have any of your episodes caused a fight between you two?
Well,
I love that response.
That was such a high pitch, like
This is gonna be so good.
I'm so excited.
We went through a period. Okay, so if you listen to our podcast, there's sort of like I feel like there's like an arc, whatever, however you say it, you know, where, so we had been, when we started the podcast, it was a little bit like the shit was starting to hit the fan in our marriage. I mean, it had hit the fan, but it was really about to hit the fan. And we had already started the podcast. So it was sort of like, you can't separate the two by then, right? You're sort of like, right, now we're in it. And then it was sort of like, okay, well, we always are telling everybody how authentic we are. And I wanted to continue that. I didn't want to like pull back from that. But that meant literally having fights on the podcast, like literally sitting down to talk something out. And then, you know, it started to be where like, you start to get, you know, people like 85% of the people are like, oh my God, thank you for doing that. And then 15% of the people are like, you're a bitch. How can you talk to your husband like that? But so we got both of those.
Girl, because he's an asshole. You're not married to him. Relax.
Yeah.
I mean, love it. I love it when other people, when people judge other people, other relationships dynamics.
Yeah.
Like we can say the most sarcastic shit to each other and other people are like, oh, they that clutch their pearls abuse. And they're just, they're like that. And we're like,
yeah,
you wouldn't survive a day in this household.
Like, everybody always wants us to be very authentic. And I think for the most part, that's true. Like, I think most of our listeners are really, really supportive of us. But then when we hit that, like, I don't want to like COVID it, but when we hit that, like,
<We're> flat. We flatten the curve in our marriage.
When we hit that, like, you know, that high point of the arc,
apex.
When we got the most flack, when we got the most negative feedback, where people were like, shit, you guys better get divorced. And, you know, and again, that's not most people,
right?
But that's when people started to sort of be like, damn, like things are getting out of hand. But we were trying to like deal with it and talk through it, you know?
Well, we also, during that time, when we kind of peaked with our downturn of our marriage, when things were at its worst, we did the fighting episode, which we were literally fighting on a podcast. It was not made up. It happened naturally. We just got into a fight. So that was probably our biggest fight.
No. I'm sorry.
Okay, but I was going to say. No, but I was going to
say. That's wrong.
But I was going to say was there's been.
Damn it, Adam. You sound just like me.
There's been a more than three episodes that we never finished or released because we threw off our headphones mid episode.
That's amazing.
Got down and dirty.
That should be your top tier Patreon.
Top tier Patreon. Yes.
I will buy those for $40.
I mean, we literally like went to like threw off headphones, fought, went to bed. See you tomorrow. Like,
yeah. Did you see Marriage Story? The movie Marriage Story?
No.
No, Sarah watches movies.
So there's this one scene when they get divorced where they're both like, I wish you had just died. I fucking hate you. You're the worst. I wish you would like get eaten by, you know, whatever. We did that like while we were still married, you know, like.
And why we had headphones on.
Hold on. I will $60.
Right.
It'll right. be like for Mother's Day. Listen, or my birthday, like something.
We'll have to go back and revisit those and do something with them.
No, I think I probably deleted a lot of those because I didn't want them on the computer. I didn't want the evidence. I didn't want
our kids listening to them one day.
No, but it's all good because the next day, the next morning, Danielle would come down. She apologized. It was no problem. Yeah, everything was fixed.
She
apologized.
She begged forgiveness. It was fine.
She's a very good
I got mom. On my knees. You know how it goes.
Oh God. Don't end this podcast early. We're not letting you off the hook.
Oh, if you start fighting, you better not turn the computer off.
Oh, you know what? Wait, with that question, I found I was like kind of lurking through your podcast.
Yes, we've talked about this before. You're late to the game.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Oh, we shouldn't talk about it?
No, you can.
Okay. Because I don't remember you that I really liked. And I want to know how you guys deal with this stuff. Because you know,
You can't say.
It's like a white screen.
A review of your podcast, which says, "Oh yeah, on marriage. Haven't I heard this before?
Yes, I'm so glad on marriage.
This is another podcast. It's people that shouldn't be married but are convinced that they are succeeding. Blah 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 blah. So a hater coming out and saying another marriage podcast of people who shouldn't be married. We recently got a review from somebody who said they left us a review saying, I don't think they should be married. This is ridiculous. They don't like each other. And they edited their review saying, you know what? I was wrong. I love this podcast. I love them for who they are.
Yes.
Impression of their podcast.
Yes.
How do you guys deal with, like, do you see this kind of stuff happening too?
You guys are like, you guys have like, they have like a phenomenal review. I feel like you guys are doing.
When we got that review, I was like, holy crap. They mentioned us with Marriage and Martinis. That's a good review.
Really well.
We're doing good. We laughed so hard at that review because there are just hateful fucks out there.
We laugh, but if I'm being honest, I'm all fuck you.
Yeah, legit, no,
I'd say fuck you to yourself. No, like,
who's
right
gonna
to
tell
face?
Someone else that they should not be married?
A single person.
You, like, or someone who's really hurt. And divorcee.
I'm telling you right now, that person is not in a relationship. Yeah.
And they were hurt by
somebody. And their last one did not end well.
They could not joke and talk to each other like we can.
No.
You know?
No, the way you have to look at it is, look, when you see your first hater out there, that means you've made it. So congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
That's the way I look at it.
And we've gotten, another thing we've gotten is a lot of people have written us in, like, because we talk about our infidelity in our marriage. Mm-hmm. And there's been a couple people who've written us very, like, after the fact, they said, I refused to listen to the episode because I thought it was trashy.
I thought it was a joke.
You shouldn't
like,
put
I
it
was
out
a
there.
Big fan, but I
like, you guys were talking about your infidelity. That's trashy.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, and, not too much of that, but we've gotten some of that. Yeah.
I'm sure you were doing it for like ratings and stuff. I'm sure that was the reason why you were.
Oh yeah, that's exactly why we want our dirty laundry.
Feeling your innermost secrets, right?
Yeah,
I know.
The worst part of our life. For sure.
But on the back end, just like you were saying, Adam, like they came back and said, oh my gosh, I found out, you know, 3 weeks ago, my husband cheated on me and my wife cheated on me. I listened to your episode. Thank you so much. Wow. And so we've gotten a lot of those, mm-hmm. especially over the past couple of months of just going, we were really judgy. That's the only episode we didn't listen to, but I went back and re-listened to it. And like it helped them because they ended up going through the same thing.
People think it can't happen in their marriage, so they hate on you. And then all of a sudden it does. And they're like, oh, shit. Okay. Now you guys make sense.
They're like, that's what you were talking about.
Right.
Okay.
That's why I'm an authentic person all the time. And that's one thing we love about you guys is just how just transparent you guys are.
Right.
Because we operate in the same kind of realm there.
Yeah, you totally
I
do.
Will say I do. So like on my Not the Worst Mom page, negative comments there don't really bug me. Like those, not even a second thought. But when we started doing the marriage one, because I'm still very guarded on like Not the Worst Mom. Like I post jokes and that's pretty much it. But when it comes to the marriage page, that's a lot more transparent than I'm not a transparent person at all. Like Sterling would tell his whole life story to anybody. I barely talk to him. Like I'm just not.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't need to talk. I'm fine.
She doesn't need therapy ever. Yeah.
So, and because when we started, obviously I promoted on my other page and our following grew so quickly that more of like, I don't know, meaner stuff, I would get a lot more defensive, a lot more defensive. I went off on some people in the beginning, and then I had to like fucking relax for a second. But when it comes to the marriage page, I'm a little bit more sensitive. It's better now. It's not bad, but I look at them very differently because I'm the one putting all the spotlight on any criticism he would get. And so I can't help but
you get a little, defensive, yeah. And I'm like, eh, calm your tits. It's fine.
Well, that's the same thing. He has to totally, he's the one who, I'm always the one getting upset. And he's always the one who's sort of like, who the fuck cares? Like, what else? Because, well, you know how it is. You're a stand-up comedian, Sarah. So, like, you know how it is. You'll be in a room and everybody's laughing and you can probably, like, find the one person who's not laughing, right? Uh-huh. It's sort of like that. Like, he's always like, we get all these amazing messages of, and we have the most supportive, amazing community. Yeah. And then one person will, like, send me something negative and I harp on it.
Oh, I'm just a shit talker. I just will go full bitch.
Yeah, but you get, like, that tunnel vision towards that negative comment.
My,
like,
feelings aren't hurt. I'm just like, I'm not going to hold my tongue.
But it affects your whole day.
It does. It affects
your whole fucking day, Sarah.
Well, and then you're sort of like, I start to question. I go for like, maybe we should stop. Maybe we shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah, we'll get
anymore.
One negative review. And Danielle's like, it's over. Yeah, we're done. The podcast is done.
I deleted the Instagram. And it's done.
Yeah. Oh, Sarah's up to like 11:30 at night going, I could have said this to this bitch and we'll get up and.
Well, because sometimes
a little more of that.
You gotta love to have the haters, but you can't message them. You can't
indulge.
I'll be honest, it fully depends on where I'm at with my cycle. Because
oh, for sure.
If you like try to insult my family, like if I'm on like day two of PMS, like it's just not gonna fucking go well.
No,
this is just a part of me I know is not gonna change.
I'm like, Sarah, you should delete that comment. That was nice.
And I'll be like, no. I'm very cognizant of what I post, so there's never something that goes up that I like regret,
right?
Even if it's mean. I don't get mean very often.
So does any of your family listen to your podcast?
Hers.
Yeah, my family listens to a lot.
What family?
They're restricted.
Yeah, we sort of give them the okay on certain episodes. Like, we'll be like, you can listen to this, or, you know, this one's okay for you. I have a feeling that my dad has listened to a few that he regrets having listened to.
Oh, that's what is it like? Are you talking siblings? Are you talking cousins, parents?
Well, I think my siblings definitely listen, and they're, like, really supportive and really, you know, they're a lot more they're classier human beings than I am. So a little bit, I was worried.
It's completely true.
Like, they're very level headed. They're, you know, they're important people in their professions. Like, they're like, and so when we started it, I was a little bit nervous. Like, I don't want to embarrass them. You know, I don't. And they have been so incredibly supportive and everything. And our parents too. Like, even, you know, Adam's mom doesn't really listen, but she's very supportive.
Yeah.
And I would say more like the one thing I worry about is, you know, there are some episodes where I wonder, like, if, you know, there's certain family we don't talk to anymore. And like when we posted like the guilt episode, which is a big, you know, our biggest downloads. And I'm like, I bet a lot of those downloads are like family members who just wanted to hear the shit that was going on. It's probably the only episode they listened to. Right. And, you know what I mean? Like that kind of thing. But for the most part, our friends, our family, listen, I'm sure that there are people in our community who talk shit about us and who have listened to the podcast. But for the most part, like,
I'll
be in a food store sometime and I'll see an acquaintance and they'll stop me. And they'll be like, I just have to tell you, I really love your podcast. And it's nice, you know, because it doesn't have to be like that with what we talk about. So I try to concentrate on that. But I also know for sure that there are people out there listening, probably talking behind, you know, texting each other like, did you hear that they, you know, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. But for the most part, people have been really awesome. So it's great.
Oh, that's good. I think my family has listened to one or two episodes, but guaranteed they don't listen to everything.
No,
no way.
But we have friends that listen to every episode.
Which I find, which I think, like, it's very nice, but I'm all, you don't have to. Like,
I say the same thing. That's always my reaction is like, that's so sweet of you. They're like, no, we want to listen.
I'm like,
and I'm
you understand. If you had a podcast, I wouldn't listen to it. Like, I need you to tell me that you know.
Don't do it to be nice. Don't do it to be a friend. You're my friend if you don't listen. It's okay.
Exactly. It's totally fine. Yeah. I would honestly probably prefer it.
Right.
Yeah. I know. There's certain things that you're sort of like, I almost wish you didn't know.
Right. I'm all, oh, you heard that? Shit. Did we have some? We didn't have some.
No. This would be the last question in the episode.
I have a question first. Sterling, one thing that's pissing me off about
they're coming.
You
they're coming off. They're coming on ours next week. So just don't ask too much because we're going to have
One thing that's pissing me off about him right now.
Yeah.
You look groomed. Are you cutting your own hair or?
Oh, God. No. I just. Really
natural handsomeness.
No, I.
First of all, your hair doesn't just grow that way because it's nicely shaved.
Do you see Adam's beard? Like, he's got like one sticking out, like all the way.
I haven't shaved once. My hair is like
a few pubes hanging out of the beard.
My beard is the longest it's been in months, and I cut my hair really, really short.
It's dark.
Like, I cut my hair really, really short right before the lockdown in Nevada, but I'm at the stage where I normally would get a haircut right now.
He wants to shave his head, and I told him he's not allowed.
I said I was going
to
do the same thing. I was going to go
upstairs. Don't do it. No, don't.
By the time everyone comes out and we can see the sun again, then my hair will be.
Either. How old are you?
They're young.
I'm 36.
Oh, he's not that young.
Well, I mean, Sarah's
young. Hey, Adam. Okay,
calm
down.
Thank you, Adam. I agree.
No, you know what? I'm just for comparative purposes. I'm because you have one gray in your beard.
He's like mentally, he's 42.
That's how old we are.
Shit.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the comparison there.
Which isn't old. Here's the thing. I don't think other people.
Oh, yeah. Try to save yourself at this
She's
point.
She's 33. That's
what you have to say. The whole point is, I'm 3 years younger than him. He will always be the oldest fucking person I know. Oh. And he's getting older quicker like than I am. It's weird.
Like I'm already a crotchety old asshole, like old man
for like 3 years though.
My
I hear you, man. I have the same thing is happening to me.
My kids the other day go, "Dad, do you just wake up angry?" And I'm like, "What?"
Well, yeah.
They're like, "You have a negative look on your face every time." I'm like,
"Yeah."
I tell you guys I love you every morning, give you a hug.
Sometimes he'll
They're like, "Nah."
Okay.
Then I yell at them, "Pick up the dog shit."
Sometimes you'll say something that I know you think just sounds normal. And I have to look at you and be like,
"Yeah,
my God, what was that? Where did that come from so fast?"
Right.
I say kids, they age you like dog years.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to get off track there. I just had to make notice of that. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Oh, great.
He's very good looking. I agree, Adam.
No, I actually did my hair because I thought we were going to have our headphones on and I wasn't going to do my hair. And then I was like, oh, no. I better do my hair.
I didn't even brush my hair today.
And everybody on the podcast listening is like, "We don't give a fuck about your hair."
Right.
Shut the fuck
by
up.
By the way. Okay. Okay. So
this is our last question.
Last question about this. What is the weirdest DM you've gotten? Because I know people have to get overly transparent with you.
Weirdest DM. Yeah, I guess it's gotta be you.
Oof. The weirdest DM that we get.
Is that an Instagram thing?
I've gotten a DM before.
on Instagram.
From one of his former classmates.
From one of his former?
Former classmates in high school. Long time ago. That was sort of like, it's happened in regular life and on the podcast. And she was sort of like, "Wow, so you're married to Adam Silverstein, huh?"
Yeah, that happens quite often, actually.
Wow, he got married.
Well, the reaction was
more like, "Oh, he's not dead."
No, there was more like, "Are you living in a crack house somewhere?" Like,
he did not OD. I heard
what
he OD.
What kind of question
My
is
bad.
This?
What the fuck?
I
knew him in high school, so I get it.
Let me clarify. Number one, I was never a druggie. Okay, I was.
Adam, how long have you been clean?
That's why you're in phenomenal shape. Is that why you're in phenomenal shape?
Adam, is this why you're so skinny? What the fuck?
Let me look at my watch. All right, you know what?
He's all, "This is not going the way I thought it was going to go."
Yeah, so that was probably like where someone, and I'm thinking to myself is, all right, what you're basically saying is you had sex with my husband and
That's all
you know, now you're, Right. Exactly. Exactly. So it's sort of like, you know, I can tell you everything about his, you know, lower half of his body, you know, like sort of. So that was a little bit strange.
That is a really fucked up thing.
Weird.
That's a creeper. That's a creeper.
Honestly, it was just me DMing Danielle.
He's
huge. He's amazing in bed. He lasts an hour
every time.
Biggest dick I've ever seen. You're a lucky woman.
Completely selfless.
Man, now I'm totally gonna make a burner account, and I'm gonna write her. That's what I'm gonna give you for Father's Day. I'm gonna pretend to be a stranger.
That's what you're gonna give me.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not buying you anything
of your former lovers.
No.
Great.
Well, yeah, maybe that was weird. Maybe that didn't go
in our situation.
Maybe that didn't mean what I thought it was going to mean. Never mind. What can you think of the weirdest DM real quick that we've ever had? We've gotten some fucking weird.
We just get some really very open,
straight out the gate, just, and no,
you know.
Restraint.
Like we've had details. Like my husband has medical issues. We don't have sex. How do we fix this? We've had.
Yeah, I've gotten a lot of those.
How do I
feel bad with those because I'm sort of like, a lot of times people will come to me with their problems and I'm sort of like, no, I can't ethically give you medical advice or I can't ethically tell you whether or not you should leave your husband. Like I can't do that. And a lot of people I think are really like, I listen to your podcast. Can you help me? And I'm sort of like, how do I navigate this? Because, you know, I want to hear and I want to help, but I also cannot, you know, I can't.
I would hate to give someone the wrong answer based off of, you know, a DM.
And I don't know that I know the right answer.
Yeah. Some of these questions are opinion based too.
maybe some therapy is a good idea.
We've answered that a
couple
times.
Go to the doctor and see a therapist are like my saved replies. I'm going to read your 1,000 page. We pay a lot of attention to our messages, but sometimes
I do.
Like if you, I'm not even kidding. If you ask me about your husband's micro penis, my answers go to the doctor. I don't know what to tell you. I'm like, what is this true? Like, do you send other people this? Like, why would you ever message? Someone this type.
Yeah, I mean, most of them. Like sometimes, you know, there are a lot of people who have been listening from the beginning who I genuinely like have a relationship now with.
Uh-huh.
And that, you know, I know when they ask me, it's sort of like a conversation back and forth. But there are some people who it's hard because, you know, you feel like they don't have anybody else to talk to.
Yeah,
that's hard because, yeah, I want to be that person for them, but at the same time, I don't, you know, I
don't have the time for that.
Yeah, and I just don't want to, God forbid, lead them down the wrong road, you know? So, yeah.
If you're struggling to find educational toys for the kids that they actually also want to play with, Little Passports is your answer.
Little Passports is a subscription box full of toys and games for children of all ages that educates and entertains.
The Little Passports box is delivered right to your door every month, and each package contains exciting hands-on learning for kids ages 3 and up.
Feed their inner scientists with the Science Expedition Pack, which is full of cool experiments you can try to even make your own slime. Our kids absolutely love making slime.
Yeah, that's probably one of their favorite things to do.
Yes.
Slime all day. Or if you're kind of over the slime stuff, the kids can learn about each state with the USA edition subscription. And there are even boxes for younger ones that are perfect for their learning level.
And for just $12.95 per month, there's tons to explore right from your own home with Little Passports.
And just for our listeners, Little Passports is offering 15% off any subscription. That means your child could be flying rockets or looking through a microscope in no time. Use offer code NOTTHEWORST at checkout for 15% off your order. That's NOTTHEWORST at littlepassports.com.
Mother's Day is coming up, and it's always difficult for me to find a gift for my mom. She lives out of state, so we don't get to see her as often.
Right.
So this is why we got her the skylight frame. It's a touchscreen photo frame you can email photos to, and they appear in seconds. So mom can see what we're all doing.
Yeah, so she has updated photos of the kids all the time and not just like on Facebook. The setup is really easy. We're able to preload it with family photos already, and then when she gets it, she's not very tech savvy.
The setup's effortless. She can do it in 60 seconds. Just plug it in, use the touchscreen to connect to the wireless network, and enjoy.
The skylight frame has a gorgeous 10-inch screen. You can swipe through the photos with your finger and even tap a thank you to the person who sent the photo. And I think the coolest part is that, like, our siblings can email photos, because that's how you get new photos, is you just send an email and then they pop right up. So, like, the whole family can contribute.
And keep it up to date always. Now, as a special holiday offer, you can get $10 off your purchase of a skylight frame when you go to skylightframe.com/worst and enter the code worst.
You can get $10 off your purchase of a skylight frame. Just go to skylightframe.com/worst and enter the code worst. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/worst.
Okay, so now we're going to play, we'll do this one kind of fast, but we're going to play the newlywed game. And so we're going to ask each of you alternating questions, and Adam's going to go first. And then after his answer, Danielle, feel free to chime in or say he's wrong or whatever it is.
Okay.
And vice versa. Okay. Adam, what would Danielle's ideal date night be?
Oh, her girlfriends only.
Pre-quarantine.
Without me. Just the her and the girls. And then she gets lucky with one of them. And I am nowhere to be seen.
Not That's your ideal date night.
Right. No, he doesn't get to watch.
Oh, damn. That would be the best.
Oh, shut up. Shut your mouth.
No, I'm sorry.
I would support that date night 100%.
I know you would.
So her ideal date night, including me, is that your question?
Yes.
Okay. These days, probably, oh my God, we're going to show our age and how boring we are now.
What? It could be like somewhere else, probably.
No, it's a date night. It's while we're home. It's not like we go away or a vacation. Honestly, our ideal date night for both of us, I think now, is to be ready at like 6 o'clock, meet in our room for drinks, call an Uber, go out to our local favorite place that we both love to have dinner, and then be home by like 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Sounds lovely.
I was saying,
and then if we're able to have another drink at home,
right?
And then we go to bed together, and that would be a perfect night for us today at 42 years old.
That like sounds like great, at 36 years old right now.
Early bird special.
Yeah,
is the key. Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely. I still like to stay up later than he does
because I'm older. It's fine.
True, and I'm still young. So
you're just this
young. Now, both like to go to bed early.
Now.
Yeah. Now.
This is recent. This is recent.
In the last couple of years. Yeah. Like by 10, 11 o'clock, we're done.
In our 30s, we were really party animals. We really were. Like we were known around town as being the party animals. And now it has completely changed.
Yeah. We used to close down restaurants.
Yeah.
That's going to be us.
Lock it up when you're done.
That's going to be us after the kids are out of the house.
Yeah, that's going to be us. Yeah, in our 40s. We're going to be the.
I hope I'm capable, man. I hope so.
I mean, like, because we didn't get time with just the two of us ever. Like, we've always had kids. So,
yeah.
What
happens when you knock up a high schooler?
Yeah. So, when our youngest graduates high school, I'll be 39 and he'll be 42. And we are going to literally like disappear for 3 months. Like, don't call us.
3 months, 3 years.
Your youngest graduates?
Yeah.
Our youngest graduates, she'll be 39.
I got pregnant as a child.
Right.
This is the pro. This is the upside.
Yeah, that's true. It really, that's a big upside too, man.
20 years later.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, my joints hurt a little bit more. I don't move as quickly.
But there's at least
hiking is more difficult.
And maybe this is what I tell myself.
You're only going to be in your 40s.
I'm going to be in my 40s when all this happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Be great.
You better figure it out. Start taking vitamins. I don't know. Okay.
Danielle.
You asked Danielle.
What is Adam's most repeated sentence or phrase?
You didn't tell me that. You never said that.
Adam, is that true?
Absolutely, because she doesn't say it.
You never said it. 100%. I resonate with that so much.
I've never been more infuriated.
Oh gosh, can I? I want to like that.
No,
I want to. I've never wanted. like a verbal comment in my life.
And I had to go back and scroll through our texts and screenshot and send.
Yeah, and then find you never said it, and then apologize once again to me, like you usually do,
like looking into a fucking mirror. That was weird. It was like the Twilight Zone. We've had that exact same conversation.
No. Maybe once or twice.
Maybe.
Okay. Maybe once or twice.
Adam, imitate Danielle when she's angry.
Oh my, wait. Lower the volume.
He'll crack your walls.
All of the.
Oh god, we'll back up.
Lower the level.
Are you fucking kidding me? Oh my god. Are you fucking kidding? Okay.
Every other word is
okay.
Bot. Okay.
Are you? This is why you did it. Okay. I'm going to keep saying okay because that's her thing to make sure that you know she's, you know, she's being heard. Okay is the word, but it's screaming. Whatever the word is, and then it always ends with okay.
That's
just to make sure.
Really?
Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, Danielle. It's a that's better. True.
It's a okay in a different tone, like in the.
It's a not okay. Okay. Yeah,
but her okay is even when it's when she's trying to help or when she's mad or who when she's whatever she's talking to the kids. It's we're gonna do this okay, just to make sure like the kids know that they know what she said or she's yelling at me and I know what she said. So there's always the okay following whatever.
I think it's also I do the okay, so I'm making sure I don't feel like a dictator. I mean, I am a dictator, but I don't want to feel like it.
Right.
Oh, I totally understand.
Yeah, I want to trick you into thinking you have a choice.
This is your idea, okay?
Right.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Imitating Danielle is very easy. It's just 0 to yelling in 0.2 seconds.
Like Ferrari of screaming matches.
Adam, are you a yeller?
No, not at all.
But does she get
you? Ask me what Adam is like when we fight.
Adam or Danielle, what's Adam like?
I'm sorry, can you not hear me?
Oh, fuck. Sarah, what are you like when you fight?
It's total stonewalling.
Well, yeah, and stonewalling, by the way, is like it's like fucking hostage situation.
Oh my god, you with your hostage.
It's like a hostage situation.
I'm not holding you hostage.
Yeah,
you
are.
Don't want to know what I have to say.
You're saying boom. You don't get you don't get to listen to what how I feel.
Here's the thing. I don't
you're holding
like when hostage. When I hear nothing and then I hear screaming, I'm not gonna I can't like try to rationalize whatever she's trying to say because it's just loud. I don't wanna hear that shit. So I got nothing to say. Like, listen, either be rational or we can talk about this or
you know
don't.
What, you know what, then, because I get loud, nothing pisses off someone who gets loud when the other person's quiet.
What about when you yell?
No, I'm saying when I yell first, and then you're quiet, that makes me just want to fucking yell more.
No, I have a hard line to say about yelling.
Like, you're not answering me. You must not have heard me. I must fucking say it again.
Oh my god.
I'll scream it into your eardrum to make sure it happens.
Yeah, start at a yell. I got nothing to say back.
Adam, does she get you to yell though when you guys get like if you really get going?
You know what's not fair? Because when I yell, she cries. And then I can't further what I'm trying to say. So
same thing happens. So I cry. When Sarah yells, I cry.
That's amazing.
So it's not fair. So I don't get to yell. So because if I do, she just takes it to that level of, well, now I'm upset. You can't talk to me like that. And what am I supposed to say to that? You know?
Isn't it funny? All right, no. Talking about fights, like, do your fights all kind of like go the same way? They all have like the same wavelength. Like, you yell, she gets upset, or vice versa, and it kind of just travels the same path each time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because if she's yelling, I don't want to hear it. I'm not going to even try to come back with anything.
Yes.
And then if I yell, she's upset and cries. And then what am I going to do? Keep yelling to my wife who's crying to me?
Right. No,
it's a tactic.
One time I made Sarah cry on Christmas morning.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Danielle, you didn't come through.
I was just saying that I'm not. He said it's a tactic that I cry. I'm not crying on purpose.
Oh my gosh. Sterling also thinks it's a tactic. He's like, it's not fair when you cry. I'm all, don't fucking make me cry. It takes a lot to make me cry.
Crocodile tears.
Oh, there you go.
Just you're good. Like, you're a good actor sometimes.
You don't talk about your emotions enough, and then I'll start crying, and he's like, "Oh, oh, oh my god." That's just totally true.
I think crying should not be allowed in fights. That's just my personal view.
I think you should do things to make your wife cry.
Well, yeah, no.
And you say that when I raise my voice, I'm yelling. I'm not yelling.
You're yelling. If you get loud, yelling.
Right now, you would say this is yelling, and this
you
is are, not yelling.
I do
I'm
think
yelling.
You're yelling, actually. I'm not yelling. I thought that like 20 minutes ago. I was going to tap your leg and be like...
You're mansplaining.
No,
you're not yelling.
Mansplaining. Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's so much worse.
Adam,
don't stop.
You have not been accused of mansplaining. Once or twice, but that's it. That's not like been a thing.
You want to fight right now?
Oh, God, shut up. Okay. Who's the next question?
Are you no, the mansplaining thing? I'm not going to drop that. Hold on. No. You're not going to tell
me
that.
What have I accused you of mansplaining?
When we lived at the other house.
Oh, here we go.
It was a fucking weekly thing. She was like,
the dishwasher?
You're mansplaining. You know? Oh. Like, I swear to God, it was the response to everything I said. Good morning. You're mansplaining. I didn't need to know it was morning.
Let's level.
I'm like,
no.
What
oh,
the
please.
Fuck?
Oh, please.
No, it happened. So we got into so many fights about this.
You're yelling.
Now I'm yelling because I'm mad about mansplaining. Why'd you have to bring up the mansplaining? That's it.
I don't know, but Sterling also, his default, because he is, you know, such a big national director at his job, and he has, you know, such a big team of people, he tries to treat me like one of his employees.
I do not.
But don't lie.
Danielle has said the same thing
to me. I have
said
that. I'm like, I'm not one of your employees.
It's not default. Yes.
Like, well, when if you would just listen.
Like, when you try to talk to me like it's an HR meeting... I want to fucking blow your brains out. Like, you're like, your performance here is great.
I'm using the words I learned
awesome
in therapy.
Job. See?
I'm using those words.
Okay.
And you're calling it HR talk. That's offensive.
That's exactly actually.
I've done a lot of work on myself,
that's
Sarah.
That's exactly why I don't like therapy. It feels like sitting in the
and
fucking
HR
office.
And you're just shitting
on
all that work I did in therapy. Fuck you.
Oh, okay. You're terrible. You're a lucky man.
And has Sarah advised that you go seek therapy?
No, she doesn't learn. No, I do that on myself.
Oh, well, you are lying.
No. Last year she did. She encouraged me last year, which was very helpful. But for the most part,
ultimatum.
But for the most part, it's always been driven like me. I've been okay with doing it. Yeah. She's not as much, but
I don't either.
The past couple of years, it's been a lot more of a team effort than before. She's kind of come around.
He broke me. He broke me enough that I was all...
Now I need therapy. Thanks.
We should go see a therapist so that you can hear what you need to hear with
and
me
then,
in the room.
And then our last therapist literally said, I don't think she needs therapy. And now she's just...
I took my shirt off and did a victory lap around the whole office.
I was like... I looked at the therapist. I was like, I would have slipped you a 20 to not say that.
Sterling like, literally I was all, what did you just say to her?
Like, you did not just fucking say that. Like,
and I was
now,
like,
you don't know what beast you just created. And she was like, yeah, right. It seems like you have your shit together. Mm. No, she doesn't. You're not married to her.
I was all, I love therapy.
Therapy. Like, that's like, who does that? Everybody needs therapy because that's yeah.
No, I'm with you, Danielle. Everybody needs it.
When it comes down to it, I just think that there are certain personality types that do not benefit from therapy necessarily. I have never.
She hates it. Oh, it's.
I only want to talk about my feelings I already understand. If I don't understand them yet, I'm not ready to talk about it.
You ever see a kid who really doesn't want to do something and has to do it? Like rake the yard and they just drag the rake behind them.
That was me.
And they walk around. That's exactly how she is in therapy. She's just there. She's like, I got the rake in my hand. I'm going to rake the yard, but it's going to take 7 hours.
Only answer yes or no questions.
Yes. Oh. That's exactly how she went to therapy.
But I'm trying.
She went. I'm okay. I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I said that's money well spent.
Yeah.
So there. Anyway, who's next?
No,
Danielle's question.
Oh, no.
Next.
The last. I'm sorry. We went on a weird tangent for the newlywed game. Danielle, what is a surefire way to irritate Adam immediately?
That wasn't it, but okay.
Oh, use his, if I use any of his products, if I use his deodorant or his razor or any kind of grooming products, like his mouth can go anywhere on my body, but if I, God forbid, use his toothbrush or his
I was just, I was going to ask you, because I think I remember hearing the toothbrush thing.
The toothbrush thing, bro. Yes. I feel you on the toothbrush.
Yes.
I feel you.
Yes. We'll be having sex, and he'll be like, can I lick your ass?
Right.
And
your I'll tongue be, has and been in my butthole.
Use my toothbrush, bitch.
Listen, but she doesn't have plaque and gingivitis and gross food particles in her vagina.
Are you for real? You're really gonna go there about like wanting to do ass stuff and then like comparing that to no, you don't. There's nothing gross about an ass, but using a toothbrush is gross.
What's in there? Anything coming pre-digested
and like taken care of by your body? No, it's disgusting to use anybody else's toothbrush. I'm sorry. That should not be allowed. It should be illegal. I think there should be a fine or jail time, you know, for that. She's used my deodorant after going on runs. I've smelled her after 3 days of not showering and going for a run. And then my deodorant will probably smell just like that. Don't. And even worse, do you have like an hour? Hold on.
Hold on.
I'm going to keep going.
Adam Silverstein, president 2024.
Oh, yeah.
Keep preaching. Preach it.
The worst part of everything, which is my biggest problem with Danielle that we've always had forever, whatever she, even if I was okay with her using my deodorant or my whatever, it will never be where it was where I left it.
Oh, that's,
and
yeah.
That's
yeah.
Is it in the house?
Even if I was okay with it, if I'm saying yes, use my deodorant, that's fine. And then I go to use it and it's not there. That's worse.
Yeah. Right? 100%. High five. Right? Yeah.
High five.
Serial killer. He's a serial
that's
killer.
That's true, right?
No.
Serial killer. I got a regimen going on. Like, I know what I do. I know what I like. I know how I want to. And then when I go to get ready for the morning and it's not there or whatever, fucking pisses me off.
Pisses me off every time. I have a operation. I put this here, I put this here, I put this here. Don't fuck with that.
Yes. Yeah. And then she says to me, no, I say I like these things where they're supposed to be. I like to be organized. I like where things to go where they want it to be. And she says, well, I want to be organized too. I just don't want to do it.
Right. Yeah, I hear that.
She takes my organization.
Right.
Uses it for herself and then fucks it all up.
But why don't you organize her stuff then?
Me organize her stuff?
Sure.
I like that idea, Sarah. Thank you. Right,
that's a strength of yours, and it's a weakness of hers. Why aren't you trying to compensate for your partner here? It's an amazing opportunity. Okay.
The therapist is right. You do not need therapy.
Danielle, you should have.
I have a great answer for you.
I'm going to start crying.
I have eight things. Okay. That I keep organized. She's got 6,000 things in the bathroom.
That is true.
If I was going to try to organize her shit for her, it would go no good.
Why? What if you created some great, easy system with your natural organizational abilities? Be like, babe, this is going to help you. Look, I labeled stuff. I put it in little drawers.
Preach, preach, preach. Open up the churches.
The way I would do it, I would throw out all of her shit, except for the essentials that I know she uses just of mine. And I would label Danielle to use only and leave it on her side. And that's hers. Here's my side. I'm ready to put like electrical like shocks onto my. What's that?
Do you have a label maker?
We do.
Oh,
you're already more organized than we are.
He types something out and it says Adams only, that I'm going to be right. Like, oh, I'm not going to use it now.
If you labeled something as Sterling Dude, only, I would light it on fire.
Oh my gosh, Adam, that would be so good content. Seriously. You should go through and label everything.
I would literally
only,
label
Adam.
My vagina.
You should
Sarah's
label
only.
Everything that's yours in your thing.
I would put labels on my nipples, on my ass, and on my vagina. And then I'd get naked and I'd be like,
That's how we start our OnlyFans.
Did you want
That's
to
your OnlyFans, Sarah. That's how we do it.
Yeah, except you're the only fan and you don't get, you can pay to see me and that's it.
Patreon right. For sure.
Please, nobody steal my idea. This is my Shark Tank idea. I am going to have a thumbprint technology on my cabinet door that nobody can open but me. And that's where my shit is that
you
only
mean like
I can
a
use.
Lock?
You mean,
no.
Is that like where you hide the bodies because you're a serial killer? Because that's some serial killer shit, Adam.
Come on. Like, he gets what I'm saying.
Like the husband, like, this is my essential shit. Don't touch it.
Right.
No.
And it's
fingerprint
approved.
No. It can be my fingerprint, and I'll open it when you need it.
No. Well, it's the same thing. Like we bought a house, and we got two sinks.
Here we go.
I thought I was like, oh, she gets a sink, and I get a sink. No, she got two sinks. She got two sinks.
Right.
I'm like, what the fuck?
I have 6,000 things in the bathroom. You have eight. What do you need two sinks for?
I'm like, hey, bitch, can I just rent this sink for about, I don't know, 4 hours a month?
If you move my blow dryer out of it.
But you just got to, no, you got to keep it clean. I'm like, 4 hours a month. That's all I want. And no.
Well, I find it really annoying that he only needs three products to get ready in the morning. And I find that highly offensive that guys only need, like, the fact that all he needs to get ready in the morning is deodorant, aftershave, and that's just like a luxury aftershave. Right.
Not even essential. And, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, other than that, he, like, I will look like a monster if I just use deodorant and moisturizer and, like, I legitimately need those 6,000 other things just so I do not scare people when I leave the house.
Right.
Where he can just literally, he could put on deodorant and aftershave and leave the house and everyone will be like, damn, you look good.
Yeah.
If I left the house like that, people will be like.
And brushed it and your husband complimented him.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
He did nothing.
Right. Don't hate us because we're beautiful. Don't hate us because we're beautiful.
Right.
There's a lot of judgment here. A lot of mean girl attitudes right here. Just hating us because we're just naturally beautiful.
What's your morning routine? I want to hear it. So you shower, you get out. What are the products you use? I'm curious.
I have one pomade Cremo barbershop pomade. Put in my hair. That's it.
Okay. That's it? No moisturizer on the face?
No.
No.
Sometimes you'll do coconut oil.
Occasionally I'll do a coconut oil in my beard. I've been keeping my beard shorter over the past like year and a half, so I don't put like any beard oils in there. When I used to carry a longer beard, I would do like beard oils and stuff.
He's not a groomer.
He only had hair
because I begged him for 12 years to grow it out.
I had a shaved head until what, 4 years ago? 5 years ago?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He only has hair.
I'm lazy. I don't want to take any time getting. That's why I have a beard. I don't want to shave.
If you would grow your hair out to my length, I would love it.
Yeah, but then that takes so much more work. No.
Oh, long hair, love. Yeah, my first crush was Fabio.
Fabio. Her first crush was Fabio.
Now. Swear to God.
How do I compete with that?
Grow your hair.
How do I compete with grocery store romance novels?
It was the hair. Just grow your hair out. I do. I just love hair in general. And I think guys with long hair, but in the same way that if you have nice hair and it's long, not just any scraggly weird, you know.
There's this guy at the dispensary that we go to. He's got like the most beautiful hair I've ever seen.
Oh, I love beautiful hair. Like, get beautiful hair. Why would you not grow it out?
I'm like, dude, your hair is amazing.
Guys who can put their hair in a bun, I fuck with it. I don't know why. It does it for me.
It's not gonna happen. You know, you want to know why? Dude, you want to know why? It's because when I was growing up,
I married the wrong person.
My mom made me have long hair. Mm-hmm. She would not let me cut my hair. I had hair down on the middle of my back until I was in like second or third grade. Then cut it, and she only let me cut it to shoulder length.
She fucking ruined.
So I had like fantasy. This weird mullet fucking thing.
Were you Hasidic?
Huh?
Were you a Hasidic Jew?
Oh, I didn't even know what that means. No. My mom, I think my mom was trying to make me gay. I was in ballet. I had long hair.
That would be the only acceptable reason.
Yeah, no. And not it's not just, wrong to be gay, but
not just trying to make you a girl.
No.
Were you Hasidic Jews? That's the greatest question I've ever heard in my life. Oh my gosh.
I didn't get to cut my hair until I was in eighth grade. Eighth grade, I got to cut my hair short.
I met him a couple years later. I was this close.
I had hair down past the middle of my back.
Love long.
Were your parents hippies though? In all honesty, were they like hippies? Or?
Yeah, she's a fucking weird hippie. Yeah.
His name is
My name's Sterling. My sister's name's Velvet. My brother's name's Sebastian.
Awesome. Oh, I love those names.
Oh yeah, they're great.
I mean, yeah. Now that people name their kids after nouns,
right? Or apple. Yeah.
I had a stuttering problem. I couldn't say Sterling.
You still do.
I still have a stuttering problem. Yeah.
Whose question's next?
You love that.
So funny. It's
Adam.
It's
you missed a question of Danielle's. Oh. I gave you notes. You fucked all up. Okay, Adam. Okay. If Danielle could change one thing about you, what would it be?
One thing?
Yep.
Just one. Just the one. Number one topic.
The number one.
Okay. Then, well, I don't want to harp on it because we just talked about it, but I think my fighting style, I think that's her biggest thing about me, is that my stonewalling versus talking it through or being able to communicate while she's trying to have an argument with me, okay, which she does quite often.
Man, that is such like, we could probably do a whole episode about fighting styles, yeah, like throughout marriage.
We should. Dude, well, let's do
like,
that.
For real, yeah, like, has your fighting style changed from like when you first got married to like what you do now?
Well, I don't want to. Do you want to answer?
I was just going to say, I think you're a gentler fighter now even than you were a year ago. Like, I think you're just
I don't want to disappoint anybody who's listening. And I hope that we haven't lost listeners because of this. We haven't been fighting quite as much as we have in the past.
That's great.
Like,
that's good.
Well, like we said, but like we said in the beginning, when we started this podcast, we were at the height of our struggles, right, and our fighting, you know, what things that were happening, where over the last 2 years.
Okay, things calm down. It's been like the last 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, you go through seasons, no, I feel 2 like.
2 years of the podcast.
Oh.
Year and a half. How long has it been? Year and a half, 2 years almost?
Year and a half.
Yeah. So I think we're four, let's say 5 months past the point of our fighting, that we haven't been fighting very much and we haven't even been able to see each other's new way of fighting with each other because we just haven't been doing it. Mm-hmm. And I'm really happy with this quarantine thing because I was nervous about, I've never been home for this long.
Right.
You know, I've never been alone with Danielle and the kids for this. And I was nervous.
That that's such a funny thing. I'm sorry for laughing at that, but that's
you really, haven't either. You're not
laughing. Either. No, you should be laughing at it because I've been laughing at it every fucking day right since we've started this thing has started. But in all honesty, we've been finding our kind of like thing together here and been getting along and finding what roles we both kind of serve, and we haven't been fighting. So I don't even know what our fighting style would be if we got into a fight today.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah. We I think that when we were fighting, it was always the same. It was very much like, yeah, it was very much this, you know, the same thing like Sterling was asking before. But one thing, yeah, if I could change anything about him, I guess I would say that he would be more.
No, I am. No, it's true.
I would say that he, you know, just more emotionally available.
No,
you know?
I don't want to be. That's not going to happen.
That would be my one thing. That would be
Adam,
my.
You sound just like Sarah.
Yep.
He would be more like that. I could come down and like talk to him. You know, like even through quarantine right now, I'll sometimes come downstairs and I'll be like, and he's so good. I mean, he's been so good. But sometimes I'll come down and I'll be like, I'm having a moment.
Talk to your
and
sister.
I'll be like, okay, I'm going to go upstairs. The moment's over. Tell me and I'll come back down. You know, like I would like to talk it through. Yeah, you know,
I start saying that.
Yeah, you say it all the time.
Well, I'll come. I really want to understand how Danielle's feeling and, you know, what through this whole thing. So I'll come to her and say, are you okay? Is everything okay? Like, how are you feeling? Your anxiety seems a little bit, you know, not as normal. And then she'll go into it and be like, you should really call your sister.
Yeah.
And talk to her.
Like, hey, your sister's available. Go talk to her.
Oh, I just want to make sure that you know that I'm available.
Text thing, but right? Like, tag sister.
No, it's more like I was asking you yes or no questions. If you have open-ended ones.
Okay. Like, I just need to let you know that I'm here and I'm interested to make sure you're
rhetorical.
Okay.
It was rhetorical. How are you is rhetorical.
It was the quota questions for the day.
Right.
You got to meet a quota. We you have to either, ask these questions.
I can either ask you about your feelings or have sex with you today. So you pick which one you want to do. Okay, last one. Danielle, what's one word to describe Adam's family?
All right, what do you guys want to do for the next episode?
I would say high energy. That would, you know, that they do shit. Like they actually like his mom during quarantine is like cooking all day. And then from like 5 to 7 o'clock is delivering food to everybody who she knows, which is beautiful.
God bless her.
God bless her. Yeah. Right. By the time she starts delivering food, I am waking up from my second nap.
Hey, but she's not raising kids. She's not raising kids.
Yeah, that's true. But no, they've always been, you know, my family is a bit more lethargic, We are.
I love the words lethargic.
We like to watch experiences on TV.
Documentaries are top of the list.
Yeah. But they are doers. They are doers. Like when we were dating, I think his mom was always like, "So you're going to wear those sweatpants out, huh?" Like, you know, like they, I think, you know, they like actually shower on a daily basis and get made up and, you know, they're doing
I don't know who those people are.
Yeah.
I mean,
my family.
Right. So they get shit done. Let's just say that.
The East Coast is not true. Like, one of the funny things that's happening during this quarantine is like Danielle was just saying, we always are doing something. We're always trying to get things done. We're very type A. So at any moment's notice, if I haven't seen Danielle in 10 minutes, she'll look over and there I am, hovering or pacing. 10 minutes later, she's somewhere else and there I am, hovering and pacing. Like, what are we doing now? What are we doing? Like, what do you want to do?
So how bored are you, Adam?
Dude, it's driving.
I'm going to fucking blow my brains out.
Yes. Like, I am literally...
It doesn't affect me that bad.
I was not built for this. I was not made for this.
Like, over the last few years, I've been much better about being lazy and, like, I can binge a show or I can watch 5 episodes in a row or something. But then all of a sudden, something clicks and I just get up and I walk somewhere to wherever somebody is and I'm like, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
I don't...
We got to do something.
I thrive being busy. I don't do well bored.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I get bored pretty easy. I just like something to like, I need like something to look forward to or like focus or, you know, I don't know, to accomplish things in some way, shape or form. Otherwise I get really, really restless. So yeah, last night we were,
she does dude.
Last night I looked at him.
She's not like you, Adam, in that area.
We were sitting outside and we had like a fire in the fire pit and we're like not even talking as much anymore. Like we did so many episodes and like we talked, like we spent so much time together, like the first couple weeks to where now it's just like super long things of silence. Like there's just nothing new to talk about. Nothing has happened. Like I tagged you in something. I already saw it. Oh, okay.
And you can't ask how was your day.
Right.
You know how your day
was. You were here.
You were there.
Yeah. And I looked at him and I was all, I'm not going to make it. I was like, I can't. I was like, you can't do this again. I was like, I don't even want to go to sleep because I don't want to wake up and just do nothing again. But yeah, Adam and I are a lot alike. Okay. So second part. It's a long podcast. I forgot how long we paused when you guys were gone.
Oh, yeah.
So I have no idea how long the episode is. Doesn't matter. Okay.
Are you guys good? I mean, if you guys got to go, you can.
We're totally good. Are you kidding
me? That is a great question.
Right.
Yeah,
keep it going.
You guys don't have to be polite. You can be like, hey, we got to piece the fuck out. Like,
oh, yeah. Tell us to fuck off. We're fine. Okay.
Oh yeah.
What's our excuse?
We got to go to the dining room.
Yeah, we have to be at a thing tonight. So guys, we got to go. So
we have a thing to get ready for.
This is literally the best thing that happened to us.
This is the most fun I've had in a little bit. Yeah. 100%. Okay. So one thing that I know you guys have talked about, and this is something that it's not that we disagree. We just don't understand. We're just like the opposite side of the spectrum. Is that you guys sleep in separate beds.
Oh, it's so great.
And I'm sure you get that a lot.
During quarantine, it's fucking brilliant.
Oh, definitely the quarantine. Right?
Think about it. Okay, wait. Now, with everything else being aside, think about this. You have your own room. That's it.
That's all I got. No, I know it's weird. I know it's weird.
I don't think it's weird. I don't think it's weird.
It's not weird.
What happened was when we were when we had our first child, Mia, and she was a baby, you know, and I would like be with her all night and he was working and, you know, I was a stay-at-home mom, so I would get up with her during the night and everything. Adam is not so much anymore, although now we're in the routine. Adam has always been high maintenance. He's a high maintenance person. So he's the type of person who like, he's not easy. Now he's a lot more easygoing. When we were first married, he was not easygoing. So he had his like, if I don't get a good night's sleep, I can't work the next day and I'm going to be an asshole. And, you know, like, sleep to him. You're laughing. So
does he throw up?
I'm sorry, I'm laughing.
Does
at this.
He throw up when
oh
he's tired?
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry.
What? He would get pretty bitchy when he was tired.
Sterling will vomit. Yeah.
Oh, if I get too tired, if I need a good night's sleep. Yeah.
No, I'm all fuck you. Suck it up. You're going to throw up because you're tired? Shut up.
I'm sick.
So irritated. He'll throw up because he's tired.
I'm
just like,
on purpose.
I'm going to fucking strangle you.
Right. So we had a system, like, you know, where I was a stay-at-home mom. So it was, you know, you get sort of like, and back, and now I think it's different, but back, this is what, 15 years ago. So, you know, back then it was sort of like, all right, I'm a stay-at-home mom. So I'm in charge of getting up with the baby in the middle of the night. He's going to work the next day. And we got into a pattern of, you know, he was sort of like, I got to sleep in the other room because
you were waking up.
I was waking up all the time with the baby to feed the baby or whatever. And then it sort of got to be like, after that, like then he was grinding his teeth and, or, you know, the next baby came along or, and it just got to the point where like, then at night it was sort of be like, I kind of like watching the show I want to watch at 11:30 at night. Or if I want to get up at night at 2 a.m. and go on my phone, he would look over and be like, really? And I'd be like, fuck you. I want to be on my fucking phone. I can't sleep. Like
right.
We just sort of got into a pattern of, you know, this is more comfortable for us. And here we are. We still have an 8-year-old who comes in the middle of the night and says, I had a bad dream, and just wakes one of us rather than both of us. And then I nap later in the day and he's super cool about
it. Is it always you or is it Adam sometimes?
Oh, fuck no. Our kids never come.
You don't lock
the
door.
But you were kind of nice. You were nice about it. You're like, they'll grab one of us. And then I was like, you'll take a nap the next day.
Danielle, invest in Adam's thumbprint idea and then put the kid's thumbprint on his door, on like his bedroom door.
Yeah.
Adam, you're going to change lives.
You're going to change lives.
Our kids would be like, I had a nightmare. And he'd be like, so the fuck what? Go back to bed.
Be like, sleep on the floor. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. You know, so it's like, we definitely got into a routine, and now it's sort of like, you know, we were thinking about downsizing and moving into a smaller house, and we're both like, fuck, like, does that mean we have to sleep together again? No. Like,
nope.
Right.
No, but where was I going with that? No, but what's, argue to me, why is a good reason to sleep together versus sleeping separately?
No, why do they
you're
have
just
to do that?
Sleeping.
That's because, like us having to argue.
No, because a lot of people put us down for sleeping in separate bedrooms, but I think it's more occurring thing that's happening.
Do you
get a lot of slack for that?
Slack, no, but I've heard like weird or over the last kind of maybe since we've been talking about it the last couple of years.
A lot more people do it than admit it.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people.
And I think there's probably two different types of people that do it. Two people like you guys who are fine with doing it, and then somebody else who things are not fine, and that's why they sleep apart. And that's probably, I was a service
plumber for like 10 years, right. And I went into people's houses all the time. There are way, way more people that sleep separate than you would think. Way more people. They'd have two separate bedrooms.
But
it
makes sense. Like we do it because it's what works for us.
Right.
Right.
Not because we're not happy with each other or we don't love each other, or it's because I'm a light sleeper. I grind my teeth. She snores. The kids come into bed with her. Like, and it just doesn't, it's the dynamic doesn't work for us to sleep together. But we're sleeping. Who the fuck cares who you're sleeping next
to? So do you guys, like when you guys have sex, do you like switch bedrooms?
Yeah. Well, when we have sex, it's usually like after a date night or something, you know, and we're just coming home, and then we're hopefully the kids are in bed, and who the fuck even knows. But, you know, it's funny because on vacations and stuff, we always sleep on the same bed and we're great. We're fine. We love it.
That's a good point. I would. Yeah. Right. It's not like you can't sleep together.
We sleep together, and, you know, the kids aren't getting us up and we have a great night's sleep. And, you know, maybe like one day we will again. I don't know. Maybe when the kids are gone and we don't have to worry about how much sleep we get and everything. But yeah.
I just want to know, like, what happens, like, if you, like, made a late night rendezvous, like, into his bed and the kids go to your bed and you're not there?
Yeah. Do you guys ever, like, sneak into each other's beds?
because that would be hot. You know, I would totally do that. I would totally do that.
But the window is short. It's like, you know, kids go to sleep, sex, have, you know, good night. We go back to our bedrooms. So it's like a short window for the kids to be able to come in, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We're totally not at the point right now, since we have a teenager and a tween and everything, who are up until 1 a.m. I don't know if you guys can relate, but we're not like, there's not a lot of like mid, like during the night. It's pretty much like a systematic, like, okay, we were together hanging out downstairs and now we're going to go upstairs. Or there's not a lot of like, I fell asleep for 2 hours and now I'm getting up and I'm sort of like, let me fucking sleep.
Okay. Oh, true. Sleep is such a valuable thing.
Yeah. Except vacations and stuff. Like we do, one thing we do is, you know, we once a month or so, when we're not financially poor, like we will be after this, we'll go to like New York City or, you know, we'll do like a night away. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it's like a free for all. We're just, it's, you know, no holds barred. But when we're home, it's different.
Yeah. I only sleep because I have to. If I did not have to sleep, oh man, that'd be the best.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. I don't take naps. I hate sleep.
I love sleep too. I love it so much.
We should switch.
Yeah. You guys are maybe a week. Great. Yeah. Wife swap. How far into quarantine before wife swap? Right.
There's nothing else to do except your wife. My wife enough.
You're gonna be hyping your wife up just to get rid of her. Like,
have a good time.
I
don't do dishes.
But I would lie for you to get rid of you.
Okay, here's another one that, well, so we asked that question because we're on the opposite side of the spectrum of, we sleep better together. Like when we travel and we're...
When we travel, like I travel for work and...
Sometimes I travel for work. We do not sleep great. Maybe like the first night. But outside of that, we won't sleep as well.
That makes no sense.
Which I get.
It does. It makes no sense.
But we also are the other couple who we don't go to bed separately.
Yeah. And it doesn't make sense to me sometimes too, because I like to nap and I'll go
when
and
he
nap
naps,
by myself.
I want
to
murder him.
I will fall asleep and have the deepest sleep of my fucking life. So.
Right. Don't you want your own pillows and like take the blankets and wrap them around you and nobody else is fighting you for the blanket?
We slept with two blankets for like 5 years.
Yeah, that was good.
Okay, that's sleeping with two blankets. That's good.
Nice. And we do have our pillows. Don't fucking you touch my pillow in the middle of the night.
Oh, we got into fights. We've gotten one time I stole her pillow. She was legit mad at me for like, I think, 3 days. She was fucking pissed.
It was like one of those, grab the pillow from under your head while you're sleeping, so you fall in your sleep and you wake up after you lose a year off your life because you were just ripped from REM sleep. Yeah, I was super pissed. Okay.
I think my mom is appalled that we don't sleep together. I think it really bothers her. Really?
I can see older generations that being like a thing. Yeah. Okay, so this is another one.
I think they're like you.
Yeah, this is another one that I heard in one episode. But so the question, I'm going to ask a question weird. It's probably not as specific as this, but you guys don't poop around each other.
We don't know.
I'm not talking like in the bed, like together. Like, I'm not going to be in the room, but you guys like go far separate ways, or like one of you leaves the house. It's something like that.
No. Can you imagine?
I could be mixing two stories I heard.
She's thinking about, we talked about this recently, about when we were in the hotel. Where the hotel that we stayed in, there's barely a separation from the bathroom to the room. So there's zero privacy.
It's like the new trendy thing. Like all the trendy hotels in New York, it's like a little tiny like paper sliding door that like, and you're sort of like, really, I'm on my romantic vacation with my husband who I never get to like be romantic with, and you put a tiny sliding like paper door in between us.
And I'm supposed to do work behind this paper door. I'm trying to like get rid of trying to get rid of some stuff. My very attractive husband's on the other side. I can't feel comfortable doing that.
The love of my life
is
waiting for me.
Yeah.
Hear my bowel movements.
Yeah. Like I actually showered and shit. Now he's gonna like be thinking about me, like taking a dump. No, thank you.
I'm completely on board with you guys, by the way.
Thank you.
I am not on board with it.
Because you're not. Don't lie like you want to hang out with and be friends with everybody right now.
Okay.
Because
listen.
You would have a conversation and shit on a toilet at the same time.
No problem.
With eye contact.
No, with eye contact. No, that's weird. But like if, in all of our houses.
You would do it with eye contact.
All of our houses, the toilet has a separate room. So it's not like if you're at the sink or even if you're in the shower, you're not in the same room.
And by separate room, she means there's a door that closes.
A separate room.
Right. And on many of occasions, the door's been open and she's looked me in the eyeballs and like had conversations with me.
Toilet paper.
No. Be
you're
like,
such
hey,
a fucking liar.
We have
That's
these bills
happened.
To talk about right now. And I'm like, I don't want to talk about it when you're taking a shit.
Here's the thing. I don't get grossed out very often.
I do. I don't want to.
There's only maybe two things that gross me out at all. So when he gets grossed out, I think it's the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. Him grossed out is probably my favorite version of him. So I like to gross him out a lot. Not a lot, but usually not often, but like when I gross him out, it'll be bad. But it's not like with my own bodily stuff. Like it's not
it's
like
your poop. You
no,
do that
it's
when you're
not.
That's disgusting. I don't
no,
want.
No, you're nuts. No, that's crazy. No, he's painting a very really terrible great. Picture. I'm just saying.
It's a very accurate picture.
She
didn't say it wasn't
hear
true.
You.
She didn't say it wasn't
well,
true.
No, like in that case, because when we stayed at the Hudson, there was not a barrier. Like you sounded like you were in the.
I'm talking about last Tuesday out. when
you're
I was sitting in my.
Liar.
And you popped open the door and you wanted to have a conversation.
You're lying. You're
that's grounds for divorce right there. By the way, just as your therapist,
I'm sorry, what do you have to hide?
No, she will.
Who is
she? Will poop in front of me all the time. I'm the one who's like, nope, don't want to do it. This is my own time, personal space.
But it's not like I try to come talk to you.
Yes, you do.
You're such a liar. Oh,
you'll throw notes under the door. You'll text me,
I've
like, what are
that.
You doing in there?
Yeah. I've done that.
You've done all these things and you're going
to
say that you're...
Pay attention to me. I'm bored.
I'm taking a shit. I don't want to pay attention to you right now.
I don't have a shit to take, so I'm bored. Come talk to me.
I don't even know that Adam shits.
Right. I don't want her to know that I do either.
He wished I never like mentioned poop or farts. Or,
I wish
like,
I had
that
a private bath.
Thank you. Let me stop this conversation right now, actually. Because I agree with what
you
just
you want to put your dick in my butt. You got to face reality.
Thank you.
No,
I need you to respect it.
That is a mythical thing that we hold on a higher table.
That's unicorns and rainbows.
Exactly.
Yeah, there.
And I'll be like, Sterling,
we put that on a pedestal.
I had diarrhea all day. He'll be like, shut the fuck up, dude.
I don't want to hear about it. I don't.
Even if I don't, sometimes I'll say it just so he grows. just so he's like, ugh. I'm like, what are you gonna do? Not touch me? No, doesn't make a difference to you. You're grossed out for like 10 minutes. And that's
true.
You want to ask the next one? Do you know
what's
where
the next one at? No.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
A generic, very generic question.
Maybe. What is the hardest part of marriage? Marriage in general, the institution itself.
Well, I think it changes. But I think the hardest part about marriage is knowing and accepting and I guess embracing the fact that, and not for all marriage, because I know there are a lot of open marriages and everything, but keeping yourselves satisfied with just being the two of you, you know, and understanding there are certain experiences that you're never going to have because you're married.
Mm-hmm.
Or then if you decide to have other experiences working through that or and just embracing the fact that it's the two of you and keeping that going on all levels for the rest of your life.
Okay. Adam, what about you?
The hardest part of marriage? I think it works for us when I say like the old cliche, we're opposites attract. That's us.
That's us too.
We talked about this many times. I'm type A, she's type Z. And, you know, it took 20 years for us to realize she is who she is. I am who I am. And we love each other so much, but the frustrations that are involved are so overwhelming that sometimes it just gets too intense and we have to just fucking duke it out and fight it out. And we're just such different people. But for whatever reason it is that we found each other and we love each other so much more that it overtakes all those differences that we both have, the hardest part is getting over those differences. And I think it took, when did we have, how long has it been? 20 years?
That you've been together?
A little.
That 20 years that we've been together. It took
more than that, yeah.
20 years for us to realize who we both are and why we love each other for who we are, and not to get upset about the things that we don't like about each other that aren't, you know, like she used to, we spoke about before how she naps a lot or she's lethargic or she's whatever. For me, I can never accept that. It took me 20 years to realize that's okay, because mm-hmm. she does other things to make that okay. Vice versa. Like, there's things about me that she never liked, but now she appreciates and respects. Because so the hardest thing about marriage is finding each other and it, the I don't know.
Balance.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to.
I would agree with you. Like, it's very tough. Would probably be my answer, is navigating how we're different and why that doesn't have to be a bad thing all of the time.
Thank you for saying that, what I was trying to say in 20 minutes, what you just said in 20 seconds.
But yeah, that's because
you're fucked up. It's okay.
No. You're so fucked up just on the other side of like the line.
You're fucked up. I'm fucked up. We love
right,
each other.
Just figure we're going to figure it out.
Imagine if we agreed on everything. That'd be boring.
No, I could not. Right, I could not be married to someone like me.
That's like a Black Mirror episode.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Like, one thing I like I'm always serious all the time. I'm always like Captain Serious. And
that's
it's just,
his nickname.
It's
Captain
my
Serious.
Fucking fault. I try not to be it, but it just, that's just my character.
He's a realist.
It just, it's who I am. I've actively tried not to be that way, but she's always fucking joking around. That
never
dynamic
serious.
Is fucking hilarious to me, because I get entertained all the time. And
I get
I'm
in trouble
like,
a lot though for jokes.
But then sometimes I'll be like, no, I want to be serious right now. And she's not being serious. But that creates a dynamic that for me has been just, it's been so fun. Like, I've never had that person. And I'm really glad it's my wife that I can have
the
that
dynamic
with.
Is he thinks I'm not emotionally intelligent because I can't hold a serious conversation.
She entertains me a lot like a court jester.
I'm his like painted circus monkey.
Yep. She is my.
That's awesome.
And that's, I'm happy. So I'm okay.
At least you think she's funny. Adam's like, doesn't think I'm funny.
Well, you're not funny.
Yeah. Okay.
Dude, she doesn't think I'm funny at all.
He's not funny. Everyone can be funny, and that's okay. Like, stay within your genius. I'm the funny one.
Right.
I'm like, all right, fine. And the other people laugh at my stuff.
He's only the funny one because he steals other people's fucking jokes.
don't give him my.
I'll post some things.
No, shut up. No.
I'll post some things that are funny, and then she'll be like, oh, that was good. But then if other times, she'll be like, that's not funny. And then it'll get a bunch of good reactions. I'm like, it was funny.
No, it's because a lot of people who also aren't funny.
And
she'll
be like, no,
you.
they just don't have it. Fuck you.
I'm sorry. That joke you posted was fucking trash. I don't know. I'm not liking it.
You're
I'm not going to engage. I'm not going to comment. I don't support it. Okay. Okay. What is your guys' favorite part of marriage? The best part.
you hear the silence?
We've never been asked that before. We're only asked what's our least favorite
next
part.
Question.
Our favorite part of marriage. Okay.
Oh, I heard a child.
Yeah. My favorite part of marriage. I know for us, it's Danielle and Adam. And anybody who could ever think of us knows of us as Danielle and Adam. Like, we are a thing. We're an entity.
Uh-huh.
And you don't know? You don't?
Yeah,
why are you?
Him, oh, I mean.
Take two.
No, you're good. No, keep going.
But it's more like, for me, it's not just I myself anymore. it's more Danielle and me. Like we're our own entity. And I love that. I love what she's made me who I am. And I love that I've made her who she is. So we've become this kind of one, this bond together. And I can't imagine ever doing that with anybody else.
Right.
So for me, that's my favorite part of what a marriage is for us. And kids and blah, yeah, blah, sure, blah, no. Fuck them. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah, I would say that, you know, there when I was in college, I lived with my best friend and it was super fun and everything. And everyone loves, you know, that time in your life in your late teens, early 20s or whatever, when you're living it up. And we've gone through a ton of shit. But we also, like, at the end of the day, we have a fucking blast together, like a blast. And, you know, there have been so many times at night where we're partying it up and we're having so much fun together that I have to say to myself, like, when you're feeling like shit tomorrow, be reminded that, you know, you stayed up late and stuff because you guys were having so much fun and you watched that extra movie and you drank that extra bottle of wine or whatever because you didn't want to go to sleep because you were loving being together so much. That to me is like, I married my favorite person, you know, like we have so much fun together. He's also my least favorite person,
but it goes hand in hand. You can't have one without the other.
He is my favorite person, you know? So, and that's amazing that I get to, you know, we literally like send the kids upstairs and we're like, we want to fucking be together. Like, yes. We'd love to hang out.
Yes. I love hearing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So what I feel like some of these we answered a couple. Let's do this one. Okay. What have you guys ever disagreed with when it comes to parenting? And what was it? Like, have you ever come, like, there's been an issue where you guys just genuinely both like disagreed?
Yeah. When it came to the kids? Yes. There are a lot of issues. Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
You don't think so?
No, I have no idea.
Yeah. Adam, you answer first.
Yeah, whatever she says, that's my answer.
that's the safest
we're
answer
not
ever.
There yet. We're not there yet. And when he says this, we always say we're going to do a bunch of episodes about this. And we haven't gotten there yet. But college. Adam didn't go to college. Okay. I did. I come from a family that is, big on academics and big on studies and stuff. And Adam is very much of the frame of mind that, you know, kids don't need to go to college. And I'm very much of the frame of mind as, yes, they do.
So much like us.
I come from an entrepreneurial family.
No. Totally get it.
Starting businesses and my family didn't do college.
It's a blue collar.
Right.
I would say it's blue. I mean,
I don't know. I was raised white trash and I've been fucking working from the ground up. And
seriously,
that's how my family is.
It's totally respectable. I'm not putting it down at all. I think it's fantastic. And then his dad was lucky enough to be successful enough. And Adam has been lucky enough to be successful enough to keep it up.
Yep. Definitely.
But I see college as way more than that. I see college as an experience, you know, that you get on so many different levels.
Yeah, which was great 20 years ago when it was $20,000 to go to college.
Yeah, we can't afford it, basically, is what he said.
But now you want to pay $500,000 for an experience. Right, there's other ways to do that.
Right. We go back and forth.
She's much more in line with Danielle.
Yes, because I went to private school my whole life. And Sterling went to public school. And so we would go back and forth about how trash public school is. And it is. And he just refuses to believe that.
Our kids are public school.
We are. But here's the thing is Vegas is 49th in the country for the worst school district.
Oh, is that?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're bad.
We have one of the worst school districts.
Private schools are any better.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Seem like they're totally thriving.
Our kids do really, really, really well in school.
Our kids are, yeah.
And that's my take has always been like when it comes to school, it's a reflection of the parents instead of the kids. Like the parents who really want to invest. The reason why private school kids do well is because they spend a lot of fucking money into private school, so they make sure their kids do well.
But our kids have just been fucking smart. We're not like homework Nazis.
No, but we were early and we set up a good
kindergarten.
I did because I did the homework with the kids.
I refuse to do homework.
I did the homework with the kids. I taught the kids math. I did like, and all our kids have done really well in school. I did really well in school. Sarah did really well in school.
Yeah.
So,
I did well in school at like the best school in Vegas. All of our kids
have
like, Vegas.
All the teachers have always pulled us aside and go.
Yeah. We've gotten pretty good feedback from the kids' teachers, but I very much want them. Well, I've sort of changed the last couple of years.
The best in Vegas.
Yes, exactly what it means. Money buys you a great education. That's just America.
No, I know.
Money buys you corruption. And a free education.
I get all of that.
It's like Lori McLaughlin's kids, they got the USC based off of merit.
No, that is not the same thing.
Fucking shit.
No, I know. And listen, I'm not looking to, you know, get my kids into, like, I want them to go where they deserve to go. But for me, you know, when I went to college, it was way more than just academics. It was like a whole, you know, experience.
I would agree with you because I wish I would have went to college. I didn't go to college. I graduated high school.
You went to Lamaze with me.
The day after I graduated, I was working as a plumber's helper. And then I became a plumber
job.
And I worked my way up since then. But I've been working since the day after I graduated.
Right.
I so wish I would have went to college and had that experience.
But had you wouldn't have been able to afford me to stay home.
Oh,
but
agreed.
Like, the only
I don't
reason,
have like student debt. I don't have anything. I have a really good career. Like, there's so many benefits. But I would tell my kids, I would want my kids to go to college. My kids to go to college.
The experience. I would want them to go to college if.
What'd you say?
For the experience. That's why you want them to go to college?
No.
There's way more experiences that they could have.
This could be a whole.
This is like a whole 4 hours.
That is good.
This is a good one.
That is such a good conversation, though. That is so.
We'll set it up.
Send them to Europe for half the price of college for 1 year.
Yeah.
Fucking amen. We've talked about that. We've talked about that.
Right.
We've actually talked about the thing. Hey.
Like, well, because
and then they come back from Europe and what?
Have the experience and say, hey, I can now speak fucking Spanish or French or Italian or whatever.
Yeah, bullshit. I lived in Mexico for 4 months. I couldn't speak.
Yeah, that was in 1975. So that doesn't matter.
But I feel like I definitely am leaning towards that. Like, if you can afford college, if it won't destroy you, like both of my sisters are paying off $80,000 in debt. Neither of them are using their degrees and they have that piece of paper, but now we're a small business. Doesn't even matter. Like that piece of paper doesn't mean anything.
You have three kids and say, I have $1 million just to put into college for my kids. How many?
Yeah. Like if the kids get scholarships, great. But like if it comes down to it, they have to go into tens of thousands of dollars of debt. No. I would rather them learn a trade.
Yeah, absolutely. But
because to me, a trade will never replace a degree.
Well, that's why I'm a plumber. Everyone's got to take a shit.
Well, it's the thing. Like, literally, if you
I will be employable for my entire life.
Yes.
Honestly, plumbers are the jobs of the future. Robots can't replace you.
No. And which is funny, it's like it was, I think, so looked down upon before, but literally, because he got that job right out of high school is why I was able to stay home for 7 years. We had our third kid by the time I was 21. I didn't make a dollar the entire time. And I mean, we struggled, but not like I wouldn't even compare us struggling to other teen parents who like struggle like food stamp. They never live on their own. You know, they are never independent. We always have been because you've always worked.
Yeah, whatever. It's what you're supposed to do. Take care of your family.
I mean, yeah.
That's what I always picture. I didn't care about 21.
No, we should definitely need to do like a separate series about that because
that's because I wasn't raised in a privilege like by any way. Like
I grew up in a lot more privilege.
I was very much a self-starter going into adulthood. Like I didn't have a support system. But if my kids have a support system, I want the best for them. So this would be a great conversation to like expand on.
What would your guys' elevator pitch for marriage and parenting be? So like elevator pitch is you're in an elevator with one person and you have maybe 90 seconds to sell them like Shark Tank, right? What would your elevator pitch for getting married be?
Oh, for getting married.
Pro or con?
For getting married, not to keep
not staying single.
Not staying single.
That one's easy. I think we can all do that one like real quick.
What's my 90-second elevator pitch for
you? You know, I think it's easy now to answer, especially easier now to answer during quarantine. Is like I feel like, you know, we have this little family unit that is like a fucking pain in the ass, don't get me wrong, but also a really great home base to come back to. And as long as you have enough freedom that you can go out and still be yourself and explore those other sides of yourself and support each other for it, I think it's really nice to have this like little, I don't know, it's like our own little team.
Right.
Of
I've seen a bunch of jokes of like, ha ha ha, I'm childless. Like, you know, that's way better to be childless quarantine. No fucking way. I would not make it. If I were single and like had to be by myself, I would absolutely not make it. I'd lose my mind. I wouldn't be able to do it.
I'd like an every other day type of situation.
I could never be alone and be fine with it. If I was never alone again, I would be 100% okay. Right. He would only see me once a month.
Yeah. No, I need not so much alone, but with other, like I say, when this is over, I'm excited to be able to, I need the other people in my life.
For sure.
Yeah. Like today we all played games together and Adam's been setting up, you know, gambling every night with the kids and we've been teaching them crap.
That's
and
blackjack. Awesome. And
we taught our kids poker years ago. So.
Yeah. It's been really fun, you know, and I think that to be able to have that too, but at the same time, you know, you have to say to somebody the same way that anything you do in your life, it doesn't matter what it is super hard work, you know, in order to be rewarding, then we've put a fucking shit ton of work into this in order for it to be rewarding. Like anybody who thinks that they're going to walk into marriage and it's going to be a walk in the park, like what the fuck do you do in your life that is worth having that is not insanely hard to achieve?
Yeah,
right. Well, and that's what we get that too, is that people are like, oh my gosh, I just wish, you know, you guys just seem so great together, or like, you know, I want a marriage like yours, whatever, that kind of stuff. I'm like, okay, but are you paying attention? Have you seen what it took to get here? Like, it's not a fucking coincidence. Like, we weren't just meant to be, and now we're here because we have some like fairy tale.
This is
we've
this
been
not
together
a Disney
forever.
Story.
No.
And Sarah says this a lot, is that any couple who is celebrating 30, 40, 50 years of marriage, they've been through some shit.
You right. Like, if you've been married longer than 10 years, I would expect you have just made it through your first almost divorce.
Like things that like you didn't expect going into your marriage are going to happen.
You just can't account for them. I don't think it matters at what age you get married. Like, I think it is, you know, it's different if you're your own people by the time you get married, like you're a little bit older versus being us as we were really, really young, but it still takes just as much work. Like just because you're in your 30s and you know who you are, doesn't mean you have to work less at living with somebody. You're still a difficult person. Like you still have your things. And unless you marry someone exactly like you, which very rarely happens.
Yeah. You have your things.
I've got a couple things. I got a few things.
I just think that
you don't want to marry somebody exactly like you either. That could
be boring.
I gave birth to someone just like me, and we have a difficult time being in the same house.
Having two of them, oh my god, I'm outnumbered.
Sterling has earned his sainthood.
Which kid is just like?
Oh
no, all the kids are just like me. Well,
no, one of them.
All of them.
One of them. Our youngest is a lot like him, but he worships the ground I walk on.
Yeah,
same, just like Sterling does.
Just like I do.
So he's always on my side. And then the other two kids, our oldest is my clone.
It's the male version of her.
It's shocking.
It's weird.
Shocking how much him and I are alike. Wow. And sometimes we really push Sterling to the brink, man. I feel not on purpose. It's just who we are. But sometimes he can't really handle it.
All I'm taking from this is that Adam is teaching his kids how to gamble, and you really teach them how to count cards. Because then you can really take advantage. Our kids did. They came to us and go,
our youngest
Dad,
was like,
how hard
count
is it to
cards?
Count cards?
I'm like, I don't fucking know.
We just watched 21.
Oh, did you? Yes.
Yeah. That's
awesome.
Yeah.
With Kevin Bacon.
We're like, pay attention.
Right. Oh, man. Okay. Well, you guys have been so great. This was honestly the most fun we've had all quarantine.
Oh, this was so good.
We have
so
wanted great. You guys on the show literally since we started. And I'm so glad that it was like this much fun. Like
regular conversation. Sometimes, you know, interviews can get awkward when, if you're too different and there's just not a flow, but this was really great. So.
I hope we're not awkward.
I don't think you, I mean, no, or maybe we're both just the same amount of awkward, which is also great.
And you guys are coming. We're going to be doing this again in a few days, next week. You guys come on ours. So and we have a totally different set of questions.
Oh, good.
So it won't
feel
be
free like to, the same. Feel free to, ask. We're open book. Yeah. So feel free.
Adam has no idea. Adam's like, oh, we have questions. Oh, okay.
Sterling is an open book. I'm usually not.
We're an open book.
I will tap it. Yes. Okay. I will. Whatever capacity
you
want to
push
take
the boundaries in. All day long.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Okay. Right. I will. Challenge accepted. Perfect.
Okay. Well, you guys were so great. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys.
Bye.
All right. Bye, guys. Have a good night.
You too. Bye. Sarah's let me record the outro again.
Oh my God.
So thank you for listening to Not the Worst Marriage Podcast. If you like what you hear, leave us a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts and leave more reviews this time because I did it this time.
You can also follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Not the Worst Marriage. Also subscribe to our Get Vocal channel. We have a live show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it's a fucking blast. You can also support the show at patreon.com/nottheworstmarriage, and we will see you next time.